So welcome to Soul Wealth Destiny call, group call. Today's topic is really about getting ready. We've done a lot of connecting to our vision and getting clarity around our vision, and also connecting to the energy of abundance and prosperity. So today we want to continue with that, but we also want to get ready. So what I mean by that is getting ready for next year. We want to complete this year and then open up for next year. So before we started with the clearing, take a moment and just reflect on this year, how it went, without any judgment. I often hear, it was not what I expected. I thought this year was going to be my year. And that goes for everyone. You know, everyone expected something different. So we don't want to judge what's happening, and we don't want to make it wrong. We want to create a baseline from here. So this is where we are. And then how do we move forward from here? That's what we want to do. So think about how did this year go? What did I learn from this year? What have I learned about myself? Who am I now as a result of what's been happening in the world? And who do I want to become as I step into 2021? We're elevating who you are, mind, body, and spirit. So as we elevate who you are, mind, body, and spirit, we want to embody the next best version of you. To embody the next version of you, we want to recognize, we want to acknowledge, we want to accept what was and let go of that so we can move into what could be and then make it your reality. Okay, so go ahead and just take a deep breath. And really think about, and you want to do it in gratitude. You really think about what was, what has been, what you went through, what you experienced, what came up with gratitude. And especially what challenges, you know, we didn't expect to be triggered in the way that we did, that we were. So you want to acknowledge what that was and how that was also challenging for you. And many times the challenge comes from, it's the old, it's what we knew, and it's what we hold on to, it's what we can control. So that often creates the resistance for the new. And a lot of triggers come up. So just notice what was. What did you learn about yourself? What are you grateful for? What did you learn about yourself that makes you so grateful? What did you learn about yourself that is now an opportunity for you? It's now an opportunity for you to expand. It's an opportunity for you to leap forward. You created a baseline. Where is your opportunity? One more deep breath. Now, we're not looking at what I could have done different, because that's the ego that wants to judge everything. But what we want to look at is, how can I show up in the world better than I ever did before? Maybe with more confidence, increasing your self-worth, your value, trusting yourself more, trusting in your relationship, in your partnership with Source, accepting yourself more than you ever did. Being more kind, more compassionate toward yourself. Connecting to more joy in your life. Loving freely, unconditionally. Jumping all in, showing up 100%, being in integrity with yourself, having good boundaries, honoring yourself more, loving yourself more. What are you doing differently this year? Or from this moment moving forward? How did you embody your power, your divine power, your divine feminine, your divine masculine? Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Now, audit your body. As we ask all those questions, what information, what message does your body have for you? Notice if you have any tightness in your throat, in your chest, if you feel disconnected from your lower chakras. Notice if you feel an integrity. Notice if you still have some judgment about yourself. I want to clear, delete all of that. I'm going to clear, delete all of that. Clear, delete all of that. One more deep breath. And ask your body again. What messages do you have for me? What do I need to know about myself? What do I need to know about who I am? What do I need to know about how I honor who I am? The relationship with myself. One more deep breath. Now release that that heaviness, that tightness, that block in your throat, in your heart, in your power center, in your sacral, in your root. Everywhere you didn't honor yourself, everywhere you weren't listening to yourself, everywhere you didn't believe in yourself, trust yourself, everywhere you didn't accept yourself, everywhere you judged, everywhere you criticized, everywhere you sabotaged. Take a deep breath. And release all of that. Release all of that. Release all of that. Now go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. And expand your body, your energetic body. So expand it bigger than your body, physical body, bigger than the room you're in, bigger than the building you're in, bigger than the city, bigger than the county, the country, bigger than the planet. Notice your ease. Or notice your resistance to going there. In the space of full expansion, see yourself for who you are. See yourself as the light. See yourself as a divine being. See yourself as a divine essence. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale and completely detach. Detach from your physical emotions, from your belief systems. Detach from the need to control. Detach from the need to hold on and set yourself free. One more deep breath. Surrender. Surrender to the light. Surrender to oneness. Surrender to one love. Surrender to all that is. One more deep breath. Be one with it all. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Elevate above your belief systems. Elevate above the belief systems of others. Elevate above the belief systems of humanity as consciousness. Clear all of that. Detach, completely detach from that. Elevate even more. Elevate even more. Elevate even more. So now it's just you and the universe. One more deep breath. And from this place, look back down at your journey. And as you look back down at your journey, without judgment, without criticism, and without pain, notice all the choices you've made on this journey, including coming into that journey, choosing those parents, choosing your soul family, your siblings, your significant other. Everyone in your life who's played a role in your life, everyone who's influenced, who had some kind of influence in your life, from that place of all-knowing, from the place of all-powerful, from the place of divine love, from the place of creation, you being creator. Look down at your journey and everybody in it and see it as a story. See it as a story that you've chose to play out. A story in which you're playing a role. You've been playing the role of the daughter, son, husband, wife, mother, father, daughter, son. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. You've been playing this role in this life with everyone you've enrolled into this. It is just a role you've been playing. It's a story. It's a script that you're reading and that you're acting out. It is just a story. It is just a role that you chose. It is one of many. It is not your absolute truth. Your absolute truth is divine perfection. Your absolute truth is divine essence, divine light. This story that you are playing out, this story, this role that you've taken on, is part of your human experience. It's part of the many perspectives that you chose to evolve, to learn more, to learn lessons, to teach other lessons, and to allow others to teach you. And at any time, you can rise above. At any time, you can detach. At any time, you can observe it. You are the master of this. And at any time, you can change your script. At any time, you can course correct. At any time, you can complete that chapter. You are in complete control of it. You are the master of your destiny. Without judgment, without criticism. Notice so far the role that you've played. Notice so far where you are now based on those lessons and those learnings. Notice how evolved you are at this moment. And this is your baseline. Notice the potential that is still there for you. Notice all the possibilities that are still there for you. Because at this moment in time, you can choose to complete this chapter. You can choose to turn the page. You can choose to rewrite the script. It is up to you. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. You can change the characters in your life by completing, by detaching, by removing cords, by completing those relationships. You can change the characters in your life. You can also choose to observe the whole story with unconditional love and see everyone where they are. You can see them in their own story. You can see them in their lack of remembering, or you can see them in their beginning of their awakening. However you want to see them, but without judgment. You are the observer. You can see in, you can view in, and you can change the script. One more deep breath. This journey, this story, this script doesn't define you. It's just a story that you're learning from. Who you are is who you choose to be. You get to define yourself. So who will you become from this point forward? One more deep breath. In the past, you play the role of poverty, of lack and scarcity. You play the role of unworthiness and undeservingness. What role will you choose from this point forward? Everything is available to you. Everything is in your hands. Everything is vibration. Everything is energy. What will you choose? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and allow that to open up for you. See on the right side of you as if a dimension is opening up for you, as if a new reality is being created. What would you choose? Take a step to the right. And as you step over to the right, you're now in that new, the new you. The new reality, the new canvas, the new story, the new script. What does that look like for you? What are you choosing? Who are you choosing to become? One more deep breath. Everything is available to you. What colors? What texture? What strokes are you adding to your canvas? What vibration are you adding to your script? To go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. From this point forward, you get to choose. You can choose, I am abundant. I am prosperous. I am wealthy. I am deserving. I am worthy. I am enough. From this point forward, you are adding the ingredients into your masterpiece. From this point forward, whatever vibration you choose, so it becomes. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Notice everything is gold around you. Gold signifying abundance is available for you, wealth is available for you, prosperity, affluence. It is available to you. It is in your DNA. One more deep breath. Are you ready to leap in, jump in all in? Or do you have any hesitations? Do you have any reservations? Okay, go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Notice how you're moving through this process. Notice if you feel like you're being dragged. Notice if you feel sluggish. Notice if you feel full of excitement and ready to jump in, ready to take on the new. Or notice if everything from the past is running through your head. The things that happened to you, the people that hurt you, the things that you were disappointed by, or the things that you failed at. Notice if those things are coming into your head, or the people that you felt let you down or victimize you, or you victimize. If all of that is coming up, then let's move into forgiveness. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Bring your attention to all of those memories. You can do it individually or all combined. I forgive myself. 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 I forgive myself for not knowing any better. I forgive myself for feeling unworthy. I forgive myself for feeling undeserving. I forgive myself for feeling not enough. I forgive myself for being afraid. I forgive myself for being afraid of failure, for being afraid of success, for being afraid to be seen, to be heard, for being afraid to show who I really am, my full expression. I forgive myself for being afraid of judgment. I forgive myself for being afraid of not being accepted, being humiliated, being ridiculed, being rejected. Okay, go ahead and take one more deep breath. I can see, and I'm looking at everyone in the group, everybody who's here and those that weren't able to make it. I can see that some of you closed that gap from where you were to now. Now in this moment in time, I am the master of my destiny. I am creating my blue cap, my next canvas, my next script, my next book. I can see most of you jumping over to the right, crossing that line, crossing over to the right. There's still a few stragglers. And some of you that are struggling, what I'm getting is I've done this before. Is this really going to work? I don't really believe that. There has to be more effort. Can this really be true? And so what I was looking at your environment in this moment. So looking at your environment and then from your environment, judging your environment, I don't have this yet. I've tried it all, or I've been doing this work and it's not working yet. So you're using what you have around your environment to make this decision that this is not going to work for you, or this is not working for you, or you don't want to put yourself out there because you'll be hurt, you'll be disappointed again. So we're going to clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that. We want to clear, delete all of that. We want to delete it. So I can see it in your the right side of your heart space into your throat, both the right and the left side. They actually look like almost like stakes coming in one, and then one and two. So we want to release all of that. We're going to delete and then create, delete and then create, delete and then create, delete and then create. We want to pull it all out. One more deep breath. Clear, 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 clear. Okay, bring it all out. Bring it all out. Bring all the judgment out. Bring all the criticism. Bring all the fears, all the insecurities, all the doubts. Release them now. Release them now. Release them out. It is really your choice if you want to hold on to them. It is your choice if you want to release them. It is your choice if you want to step in your personal power. It is your choice if you want to create a new reality or change your reality. So the choice is yours now. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Yeah, in case I can see most of you jumping over back to the right. Okay. So now that you're there, I want you to ask yourself, and if you have a piece of paper, you might want to write this down. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to look at some percentages for you. Because again, we want to look at your baseline. We want to look at where you are and the possibility that is available to you. So 0 to 100. How much do you love yourself? And I'm looking at the group energy, and you look at yourself. 0 to 100. How much do you believe in yourself? Zero to 100. How much do you trust yourself? 0 to 100. How easily do you forgive yourself? 0 to 100. How much do you accept yourself? 0 to 100. How worthy do you feel? 0 to 100. How deserving do you feel? 0 to 100. Feeling enough. I am enough. 0 to 100. Now look at those percentages and look at the smallest one. Okay, so I'm going to read off my percentages for the whole group and just see where you are in comparison. Okay. Love, 35%. Self-belief, 23. Self-trust, 36. Forgiveness, 24. Acceptance, 46. Worthiness, 55. Deservingness, 28. Being enough, 43. So the lowest one was belief in yourself. And then right after that was forgiveness. So, you know, I asked different questions, but really what I'm asking is love, right? Because they're all love, even though I asked about love. One, if you believe in yourself, if you trust yourself, then you're accepting yourself. If you're not loving yourself, then you're not believing in yourself. You're not loving yourself. You're not trusting yourself. If you're not loving yourself, you're not accepting who you are. So all of those are blocks. But the reason we did this today is to look at your opportunity. If you said, I'm at 100%, but your life doesn't look like the way you want it to look, then there's, you know, there's an inconsistency or an incongruency. So we want to get to 90%. We want to get to as close as possible to that. And the way we do that is to look at this. Where am I not loving myself? Where am I not forgiving myself? The key is forgiveness, because that is freedom. And if you can forgive yourself and you can forgive others, then you're free of everybody else's energy. Then no one is creating in your field anymore. No one is blocking you. You're not carrying anyone else's energy in your field. You're not trying to process or transmit anyone else's energy. You're sovereign in your own field. If you're not believing in yourself, you're not trusting yourself, then every decision that you make, you're second guessing yourself. You're doubting yourself. And many times you're sabotaging yourself. You're using the past experiences, fears, the past failures to create your future. So you're always one foot in, one foot out. So that's why we ask, are you all in? Can you just be all in regardless? Can you just be all in and present in whatever it is that you're taking on? Okay. Acceptance. Acceptance is, if you're not accepting yourself, then you're constantly judging yourself. You're judging your environment. You're judging your career. You're judging how you look. You're judging how everything is going in your life. So you yourself are hexing yourself. You're cursing yourself by judging yourself. So we want to let go of all of that. We want to delete all of that. We want to create space for infinite possibility. We want to create space for infinite abundance, infinite prosperity. We want to access your full potential and then just allow it to flow however it shows up in your life. Worthiness and deservingness are connected to your value. If your self-worth is low, if your deservingness is low, then you're missing out on promotions. You're missing out on opportunities. People are not paying you what you're worth. People are not paying you. And your career is not growing. Your money is not growing. So we want to change all of that. However, if you're loving yourself, if you're forgiving yourself, if you're accepting yourself, your self-worth is going to be higher. Your deservingness is going to be higher. If you're accepting yourself, then you believe you're enough. So as you can see, the connection with all of this, we wanted to ask separately because we relate to them differently. We often relate to worthiness and deservingness different, and often relate to being enough different. So you want to look at them individually. So this is your baseline from this point forward. I would suggest that in a couple of weeks, you do this again and see where you are. And then keep doing it so you know where your blocks are. Keep doing it so you know which one of these you're low on. And create a practice for yourself. Create a morning practice of gratitude. Create a morning practice of forgiveness where you ask, who can I forgive and what can I forgive myself for? And then just allow that to come through and make it a practice for yourself. So every day you're cleansing yourself. Through forgiveness, you're cleansing your soul. You're cleansing your body. You're removing everything and everyone from your field. And then you can more easily connect to love. You can more easily connect to joy. You can more easily open up to receive abundance and receive prosperity. Okay, go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So we're going to clear. It actually looks like a rock, kind of like a crystal in your throat. And it's the manifestation of everything that we talked about, judgment, criticism, fears, doubt, insecurities. Okay, go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So this in your throat is what's keeping you from being in integrity with I am abundance. I am prosperity. I am. And I am whatever you want to add after that. And the separation that I see is separation from source. So wherever you separated from source, wherever you decided you weren't source, God, universe, the separation, wherever you look to your parents as your God figures and they disappointed you and you created, I'm not love, I'm not lovable. I don't deserve, I'm unworthy. There must be something wrong with me. I am to blame. And then you began your self-punishment. We're going to delete that and then create that. So go ahead and then take a deep breath and exhale. We're going to reclaim all the power that you gave to others, including your parents, all the power that you gave to others, who you made God, all the power you gave to others to define you, to value you, to give you significance, to approve of you. So we're going to clear, delete, transmute, transform all of that, clear, delete, transmute, transform all of that, clear, delete, transmute, transform all of that, across the time, dimension, space, and reality in our direction of time. Go ahead and take one more deep breath and exhale. So I see a little fractured in your third eye from the disappointment, from the disillusion, from being judged, from being ridiculed, from being dismissed, from being rejected. And what I'm seeing is a hand like pushing you away. You showing up in love and everything that you were, and then the hand pushing you away. And the experience was, I'm not important. I'm not significant. I'm not valued. No one cares about me. No one wants to hear what I have to say. I'm not important. So when I clearly transform how the little girl, the little boy embedded that into the field and made it their story, made it their core wound. We're going to clear, delete, transmute, transform. So I see different ages, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8. So in a clear, delete, transmute, transform, clear, delete, transmute, transform, clear, delete, transmute, transform. And the statement that is coming up very strongly is insignificant. I am insignificant. No one cares for me. I am insignificant. And then I'm also seeing like being made invisible or feeling invisible. My feelings are not important. My well-being is not important. So we're going to clearly transmute, transform all of that, clearly transmute, transform all of that, clearly transmute, transform all of that, across the time, dimension, space, and reality in the direction of time. And I actually see it now going down into the solar plexus. Just above your belly button. So when I clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that. Okay, so I see it also through the back. So your power center, okay, when I clearly being damaged, I'm going to clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that. We're going to release all that residue. We're going to release all that debris. We're going to release all that gunk. Clear all of that, 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 clear to the transmute, transform, clearly transmute, transform, across the time, dimension, space, and reality in our direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. One more deep breath. For some of you, I saw entities being released, being pulled from your power center, from your sacral area, from the back of your power center, from the back of your sacred area. So we're going to clear any residue of that, any lower consciousness of that, any data, any chemical, anything that was left, any imprint, any memories of that. So we're going to clear, clear, clear. We're going to clear their emotions. One more deep breath. Okay, one more deep breath. So from the back of the heart, it looks like an axe. So we're gonna remove that. So removing all psychic attacks. And remember, when you're punishing yourself, you're the one that is hexing and cursing yourself. You're the one that is attacking yourself. So we're gonna clear all of that, all the self-punishment. We're gonna clear, delete, transmute, transform all of that. We're gonna clear the self-punishment that you've inflicted on yourself throughout this time. We're gonna delete and uncreate the experience, the core womb that created that. And we're going to relieve everyone else's need, desire, entitlement to attack you. So we're going to clear all of that, 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 clear all of that. Clear, delete, transmute, transform, clear, delete, transmute, transform, clear, delete, transmute, transform, across the time, dimension, space, and reality in our direction of time. So as we're clearing all of that, I can see that you are easily or more easily in that new reality, surrounded by beautiful energy of abundance, lots of gold energy around you. now it feels like you're more playful. It feels like now you have the liberty to be playful in that field. Whereas before, you know, I felt really stiff and very rigid. So now that we've released all of that, cleared all of that, I can see that you're more free. I can see you moving. I can see you being more playful, more creative. So now cleared, really trust, we transform, clearly trust, we transform, clearly trust, we transform. Because the time, dimension, space, and reality in our direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. Okay, so we're just going to bring in light to repair what was disrupted in your field. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. So from above, beautiful light coming down. So actually there are two lights, divine feminine, divine masculine coming in, and they're coming in like twisting around, coming down through your crown, connecting to your crown, but they overflow. They're not quite going in through your center channel. It's just overflowing over your auric field. And clearing your auric field, like smoothing out your auric field. And now it's pouring in through your crown. Down, down, down. And as it's coming down, it's repairing the little fracture that was there in your third eye, coming all the way down. The energy of wholeness, that's what they're saying. This is the energy of wholeness, bringing you back into wholeness, bringing you back into a fullness, bringing you back into oneness, bringing you back into all that is, bringing you back into pure source energy, pure vibration, all the way down, all the way down, all the way down, all the way down, all the way down. And then accumulating in your power center, and then down to your sacral area, and then to the back, filling out the back as well, expanding, 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 and then running it down to your first chakra, down to Mother Earth, up to your fourth chakra as well, throat, back up again, and over. One more deep breath. And what I'm hearing is everything is possible for you. Everything is possible. Everything is available to you. It's about choice, and it's about beingness, and it's about believing and trusting in yourself and being fully present all in. So not allowing your fears and your doubts to get in your way. Trusting, really holding on to radical trust. Okay, one more deep breath. So this beautiful energy that is coming down, I see it expanding beyond you, as if it's expanding to your environment. And it's the energy of wholeness and balance. And it's the energy of harmony. It's the energy of, you know, we talked about the clean slate. We talked about the new canvas. That's the energy that is bringing in, creating a new clean slate for you. It's like it's wiping everything out and making it better. One more deep breath. And in this new reality, I see lots of pots of gold, lots of money trees, lots of rewards, many streams of income. I see the waterfall coming down, your waterfall of abundance, your river of abundance into your sea of abundance. So I see all of this available to you. It is there. Now it's to embody it. Now it is to wake up every morning and know that that is our truth. It's to wake up in the morning and know that that frequency is activated within us and allow it to run through us. And every time we feel doubt, every time we feel fear, every time we're second guessing ourselves, take a deep breath. Release it all, and I am infinite possibility, I am abundance, I am prosperity, I am, I am, I am, and so it is. So you move back into that absolute knowing of who you are, you move back into that I am presence that is absolute, that is complete, that is resolve. One more deep breath. And I can see your heart opening up to receive. Opening. And then melting away that layer that was there, that was still a little bit hesitant, a little bit resistance. I see your heart opening up like a beautiful rose, ready to receive, ready to allow, ready to surrender. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so just one last integration. Okay, one more deep breath. Lots of light around your head, like your halo. It's really beautiful. It's really expanded. You know, to imagine that beautiful halo of a beautiful goddess, beautiful source energy around you. It's there for you. It's been activated. Again, the frequencies that are here are available to you. And all you have to do is be. All you have to do is embrace. All you have to do is embody them. One more deep breath. It is done. It is done. It is done. So be it. Namaste. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, everyone. Really enjoyed this time with you, and I'm looking forward to connecting very soon on the next call. Enjoy your day, and many blessings to y'all. Bye-bye for now. Namaste. Bye. Lots of love.